Chapter 38. He made the altar a burnt offering of acacia wood. It was square. Its length was 5 cubits, its breadth was 5 cubits, and its height was 3 cubits. He made its horns on its 4 corners. Its horns were of 1 piece with it, and he overlaid it with brass. He made all the vessels of the altar, the pots, the shovels, the basins, the flesh hooks, and the fire pans. He made all its vessels of brass. He made for the altar a grating of a network of brass, under the ledge around it beneath, reaching halfway up. He cast 4 rings for the 4 ends of brass grating, to be places for the poles. He made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with brass. He put the poles into the rings on the sides of the altar with which to carry it. He made it hollow with planks. He made the basin of brass and its base of brass, out of the mirrors of the ministering women who ministered at the door of the tent of meeting. He made the court. For the south side southward, the hangings of the court were of fine twined linen, 100 cubits. Their pillars were 20, and their sockets 20, of brass. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets were of silver. For the north side, 100 cubits. Their pillars 20, and their sockets 20, of brass. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. For the west side were hangings of 50 cubits. Their pillars 10, and their sockets 10. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. For the east side eastward 50 cubits. The hangings for the one side were 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. And so for the other side, on this hand and that hand by the gate of the court were hangings of 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. All the hangings around the court were of fine twined linen. The sockets for the pillars were of brass. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets were of silver, and the overlaying of their capitals of silver, and all the pillars of the court were filleted with silver. The screen for the gate of the court was the work of the embroiderer of blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twined linen. 20 cubits was the length, and the height and the breadth was 5 cubits, like to the hangings of the court. Their pillars were 4, and their sockets 4, of brass. Their hooks of silver, and the overlaying of their capitals and their fillets of silver. All the pins of the tent and around the court were of brass. This is the amount of material used for the tent, even the tent of the testimony, as they were counted, according to the commandment of Moses, for the service of the Levites, by the hand of Ithamar the son of Aaron the priest. Bezalel the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, made all that the Lord commanded Moses. With him was Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, an engraver, and a skillful workman, and an embroiderer in blue, in purple, in scarlet, and in fine linen. All the gold that was used for the work and all the work of the sanctuary, even the gold of the offering, was 29 talents, and 730 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. The silver of those who were numbered of the congregation was 100 talents, and 1,775 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary. A becca a head, that is, half a shekel, after the shekel of the sanctuary, for everyone who passed over to those who were numbered, from 20 years old and upward, for 603,550 men. The 100 talents of silver were for casting the sockets of the sanctuary and the sockets of the veil, 100 sockets for the 100 talents, a talent for a socket. Of the 1,775 shekels, he made hooks for the pillars, overlaid their capitals, and made fillets for them. The brass of the offering was 70 talents, and 2,400 shekels. With this he made the sockets to the door of the tent of meeting, the brazen altar, the brazen grating for it, all the vessels of the altar, the sockets around the court, the sockets of the gate of the court, all the pins of the tent, and all the pins around the court.